This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Gavin Dahl. Governor Polis has amended and extended the statewide mask mandate under his emergency executive order. The indoor mask order remains in effect for all schools statewide. For counties with greater than 35 cases per 100,000 people, the indoor mask order applies to groups of 10 or more unvaccinated people, and there remains no outdoor mask order. This order is also further amended to allow indoor spaces where more than 10 people are present to go without masks so long as at least 80% of those individuals are fully vaccinated. Colorado lawmakers have approved a $34 billion budget for next fiscal year that reverses many drastic cuts made due to the pandemic. A debate over how much to spend on police body cameras was the last hurdle on Friday before lawmakers sent the spending plan to Governor Polis. The grand total is about 11% more than the previous budget. It boosts public education funding and spends $1 million on reintroducing gray wolves, among other things. There are still several stimulus bills advancing at the State House. Governor Jared Polis signed 19 bills into law last week, including one to help businesses recover from the pandemic. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The measure lets counties exempt their businesses from a property tax on their personal assets, such as their computers and ovens. Local governments collect tens of millions in revenue from the tax each year. But Polis says they need a break.
It's a very small tax. It's not a lot for cities and counties, but it is a lot to the businesses that pay it.
He says local governments can also exempt certain industries, such as restaurants. But the bill falls short of the call in his State of the State address to end the tax for everyone. Polis also signed a bill deregulating the sale of beef and other kinds of meats at the local level. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
On Friday night near Durango, a 39-year-old woman was attacked and killed by a bear while walking her dogs. Her body was discovered by her boyfriend after he found their dogs at home alone. The Durango Herald reports an autopsy will be performed this week. The sow, believed to be about 10 years old, and two yearlings were tracked down and euthanized near Trimble Hot Springs. Colorado Parks and Wildlife staff investigating the scene found signs that the bear killed the woman. It was the first fatal bear attack in Colorado since 2009, when a woman illegally feeding bears was killed at her home in Ouray. A recent Colorado River cleanup near Grand Junction attracted 70 volunteers. An ad hoc group of boaters picked massive amounts of trash out of the river, including surprising items like shopping carts and car parts. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the organizer, Sarah Stokes, wants to make it an annual spring event to complement the paddling club's late summer cleanup that regularly nets 2 tons of garbage. And 70 Colorado Army National Guard soldiers from 3 deploying units left for Europe on Friday. The 3 units have reportedly been assigned to support NATO peacekeeping operations in disputed boundary regions, offer intelligence and protection, and fire support. Last summer, Democratic Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett introduced new legislation he calls the Resilient Act, designed to dramatically improve how rural communities can secure federal infrastructure funding to develop new projects. For Senator Bennett, it was a signature piece of legislation. He touted a diverse group of stakeholders informing his thinking over the decade that he served in Washington and counted among the bill's supporters the Colorado Rural Water Association, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, Rural Community Assistance Partnership, and the Colorado Municipal League. Senator Bennett visited the LaRue Creek Overlook Siphon along the Fire Mountain Canal in Hotchkiss to learn more about the recently completed project to enclose 5 miles of ditch water in a pipeline, giving farmers the option to pressurize their irrigation, conserving water overall by reducing seepage and evaporation, while helping address salinity problems that cause crop losses downstream. Here's what he told me at the time, as reported here on KVNF News.
This is one of those projects, and it's a project that basically, where the farmers say, listen, we have a better idea than you guys do back in Washington. We come together, we can measure the outcomes, and we can demonstrate that working together, we can decrease the salinity in the water. I'm here because, you know, these guys have produced a very successful project as a result, and I wanted us to do more of it.
It's because of what he has witnessed and what he has learned at meetings throughout rural Colorado like this one that U.S. Senator Michael Bennett sees infrastructure as more than roads and bridges. Given the renewed focus on infrastructure by the Biden administration, On Thursday, the U.S. Senate passed S-914, the Drinking Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Act, which includes a provision from his Resilient Act to require outreach to rural communities on water infrastructure, financing, and funding options. Next, the bill goes to the U.S. House of Representatives for approval. Bennett's provision will require the Environmental Protection Agency to work with other relevant federal agencies to develop and implement a plan to do outreach to rural communities on water infrastructure financing opportunities. This outreach will connect local leaders with funding sources so they can make updates to their water infrastructure like we have in Hotchkiss. Andrew Romanoff is relocating to the Western Slope. The former Speaker of the House at the Colorado General Assembly recently accepted the executive director position of the Family Visitors Program in Glenwood Springs. KVNF's Kate Redmond spoke with him late last week.
What excites you most about this new executive director position?
Well, the chance to make a difference in the lives of children. We know the single most important factor in a child's well-being is the care that comes or sometimes doesn't come, unfortunately, in those first 1,100 days of life or even earlier during pregnancy.
And you're fluent in Spanish, so are you looking forward to expanding the services to Spanish-speaking people?
Yes. A good share of our clients already speak Spanish. I think the organization in general could do more to become better known. You know, the agency's been around for 38 years. I'd like to make sure that everybody, every culture, every language, every background knows about and takes advantage of these services.
When you were Speaker of the House, what do you count as your greatest successes?
We put together a bipartisan economic recovery plan to help lift our state out of a deep recession. I worked across the aisle with the Republican governor at the time to get that done. We also passed what remains, to my knowledge, the largest investment in school construction that we've ever made, a $1 billion plan called BEST. It stands for Building Excellent Schools Today. Because we found a lot of schools, particularly in rural Colorado, where the buildings were literally crumbling. And to my mind, then and now, the quality of your education should not depend on your zip code or your parent bank account. And we put that plan into effect with bipartisan support.
Are you happy to be out of politics?
Yeah, I mean, look, I loved my job in the legislature. I think we got a lot done. I look at D.C. sometimes and think Washington could learn a lot from Colorado. I'm not saying our process is perfect, but it was relatively more productive and more bipartisan.
Family visitor programs have been helping pregnant women and new families for 35 years in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River valleys. All of the services are free and bilingual. Their website is familyvisitor.org. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Last week, the Society of Professional Journalists honored KVNF with 12 awards in the Top of the Rockies contest. 2 weeks ago, we won 4 awards from the Colorado Broadcasters Association. You can listen back to all of KVNF's award-winning programs and news features by finding links on our homepage, kvnf.org. That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.